we're on the bus right now heading to the hotel, and I just love this group. You know, more so probably than any group I've ever been with, to be honest with you.
Wow,
you know, it's just I think we've got 10 guys on the squad, last count, with all A's or B's, so they get the academic piece. We never, as a coaching staff, are starting a meeting and looking around trying to figure out where so-and-so is, you know, and they work their butts off, and it's kind of what we all signed up for, you know, and they're just high-character kids, and they're young. As somebody told me the other day, there's only one team in America that's younger. I didn't realize that, out of every Division I team. So, you know, I think with putting a lot of effort and emphasis in teaching, and the guys are absorbing it, we're still making mistakes, but for the most part, they're not making the same mistakes. And I think it bodes well for the future when you think about, you know, having a nice nucleus returning consistently for a few years here. So, you know, I think the future is bright as well as the present.
Yeah, that's great. And, you know, Coach, one of the things, I don't know how happy your fans are about your schedule, because you only have five conference games, I guess non-conference games at home. It's the lowest you've had since 1969. But I commend you on these neutral site games. So you can play a team like Kentucky. You can play a team like San Diego State, both being ranked teams. I mean, scheduling is becoming an issue, isn't it, with these home-and-homes?
It's really hard. You know, it's rare, and especially when you're on the West Coast. You know, and the lion's share of teams are in the eastern two-thirds of the country. You know, so to crank up a home-and-home with somebody and have them jump on a plane and maybe, you know, 4 hours, 6 hours, whatever the trip is, doesn't make a whole lot of sense when there's a lot more candidates, you know, within a stone's throw from them. So, you know, it's complicated it a little bit for us. But I do like the neutral site games. You know, we played in a tournament in Myrtle Beach. We didn't play particularly well, but it's great for our team and bonding to get away. And this trip is great. We flew in here just now, and we'll spend a few days together and bus to L.A. to play San Diego State. And you have a little, yeah, we've got a great family feeling. And when you're around the holidays, I think everybody knows that they get to spend time with their families.
No question. Talking about families, Coach, one of those young guys on your team is your son. And we were talking to Fran McCaffrey about coaching his boys. How's it been coaching your son? And how's your marriage? Is it all right?
Well, I think one of the analogies that made a lot of sense to me when it comes to coaching your kids is it becomes kind of a no-brainer when your kid is really good or really bad, because either everybody knows he needs to be on the court or everybody knows he should be on the bench. And our son Luke right now that's with us is a young man that didn't really get caught up in the recruiting circles. He had a bunch of knee tendonitis, so we've got him in great care with our training staff, and it's just good to see him on a daily basis. That's probably the most powerful part about it.
We got the Neon Hoop Showcase benefiting Coaches versus Cancer going down tomorrow night, 8 o'clock start at T-Mobile right here in Las Vegas. It's Kentucky against Utah, and we're talking to the Utes coach, Larry Kostowiak. I was going to say, the other part of playing at T-Mobile, it's a bonus for you guys to come down here for neutral site games, because you're going to have to be here playing in March anyway.
Exactly. Yeah, when it was first proposed to us by Kentucky to play, they wanted the return game. They're never going to play a home-and-home with anybody other than Kansas and Duke. So we got our butts whipped last year at Lexington, and they wanted to play at Madison Square Garden, and we got them to play here at T-Mobile, which obviously makes a little more sense for us. So, yeah, we've got to get some reps under our belt in this building and get ready for our tournament. I think that's all helpful.